Aldrich family. One of the most enjoyable things a man can do is think back to the time when he was a teenage boy like Henry Aldrich, with no cares, no worries, no responsibilities. But when you actually are the boy, things aren't always that pleasant. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. It's early evening.
Father. Father. Pardon me, Father.
What is it, Henry?
Would you like to read something very interesting?
I was.
Well, I mean this book, Father. Gee, it's wonderful. It's all about two fellows, see?
That's very interesting.
I knew you'd like it, Father. You see, Bruce and Rodney are very close friends. You might almost say they're practically inseparable. One would do anything for the other.
Very interesting.
For instance, once Rodney's in trouble, see? He's in a fight with five other fellows. Only I won't tell you how he gets into it, because I don't want to spoil the book for you.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Bruce doesn't know anything about Rodney's predicament. He's home in bed, getting ready to go to sleep, see? But all of a sudden, he feels uneasy. He tries to shake it off, but he can't get rid of the feeling that all is not well with Rod. So he gets dressed.
The phone, Henry.
Oh, he thought about that, Father, but he didn't know where to reach Rodney.
Our phone, Henry.
Huh? Oh, I'll get it, Father. Hello?
Hi, Hen.
Look, Homer, could I call you back in a few minutes? I'm right in the middle of a story I'm telling my father.
It's all right, Henry.
This is very important, Henry.
Well, couldn't it just wait? Are you in trouble, pal?
Sort of.
Good. I'll be right over.
You don't have to come over, Hen. I just want to ask you something.
Oh. Go right ahead, pal. Anything at all.
Thanks, Hen.
I could come over, Homer.
It isn't necessary. I can ask you over the phone. All you have to do is answer yes or no.
The answer is yes.
How do you know?
Listen, pal. When one pal calls another pal and the first pal is in trouble, what else can the second pal say but yes?
No.
Not if they're real pals, Homer.
Henry, maybe you better wait till you hear what it is.
Well, it doesn't matter, Homer, but go ahead if you want to.
Well, you know the school dance in a couple of weeks?
Sure, you want me to get you a date, is that it?
No, I already have a date, Agnes. As a matter of fact, it's just the... Henry, did you invite anyone yet?
No, Kathleen's out of town. I'm just sort of making up my mind.
That's good. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Hen, that Agnes... You see, Agnes has a... Well, when I asked Agnes, she... Oh, boy.
Look, Homer, we're friends, aren't we?
Sure, Hen.
Good friends.
Sure.
Practically inseparable, you might say.
Sure.
Well, then just ask me, Homer. Just ask me, that's all. Come right out and say it.
Okay, Hen. The fact of the matter is that a cousin of Agnes's is coming to visit her the weekend of the dance, and Agnes asked me to get someone to take her.
Okay.
You mean you will?
Sure.
Just like that?
Of course. You need me, pal. I'm there.
Gee, thanks, Hen.
You'd do the same for me, wouldn't you?
Sure, certainly.
So there you are.
Is this Elm 431?
Well, sure.
Is this Henry Aldrich?
Naturally.
The Henry Aldrich who has a friend named Homer Brown?
Of course.
Well, I'll be darned. Goodbye, Hen. I've got to call Agnes and tell her.
So long, old pal. Remember, any time at all. Where was I, pal? I mean, Father.
I think Spice was getting dressed. What Homer want?
Not Spice, Father. Bruce. He wanted me to take Agnes's cousin to the dance. Now, let's see. Bruce was worried.
What's she like?
He, Father.
He? Homer wanted you to take Agnes's he cousin to the dance?
Gee whiz, no. She's a she. Bruce is a he.
Well, thank heaven. I met Agnes's cousin, Henry. What's she like?
I don't know. Anyway, there was Bruce.
You don't know?
No, she's from out of town.
Oh, I thought you were through with blind dates.
Well, generally speaking, I am, Father, but this is different. My pal needs me.
I see.
Mine not to question why, mine but to do and die.
Very likely.
What?
Nothing, Henry.
Then why are you shaking your head like that?
Son, it's been my experience that a man takes quite a chance on a blind date. More often than not, he gets stuck.
But Father Homer's a very close friend of mine. Practically inseparable, you might say. Do you really think I'll get stuck?
Well, that shouldn't matter, Henry. Your pal needs you.
Sure. But what if she's fat?
What if who's fat, Henry?
Agnes's cousin, Mother. Do you think she might be fat or skinny?
Well, I suppose there's always that possibility.
Gee whiz.
Why should that upset you so much?
Henry, you just accepted a blind date with the young lady in question.
Oh. Well, I'm sure she's very nice, Henry.
Do you really think so, Mother? Do you really? Father says more often than not a man gets stuck on a blind date.
Is that what your father says?
Mm-hmm.
How interesting, considering the fact that he met me on a blind date.
Now, Alice.
What else did your father say?
Well, he just said...
Henry.
Yes, Father?
Alice, when I said what I said to Henry, I had no particular person or situation in mind. And besides, all I said was...
That a man gets stuck on a blind date.
I didn't say that, Alice. All I said was...
Henry, why didn't you think of that before I told Agnes you'd go?
Look, Homer.
A half hour ago, you were such a pal, you didn't even want to know what I wanted. And now look at you.
Homer, I didn't come all the way over to your house to say I won't go. It's still very possible I may take Agnes's cousin to the dance.
When will you know?
As soon as I find out a little more about her.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Is she pretty?
I don't know.
Is she fat?
I don't know.
Is she skinny?
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to ask, Henry?
Well, what do you know about her?
Her name is Martha Adams. She lives in Hollandale, and she's Agnes's cousin.
Well, don't you know anything else about her? Physically, I mean.
No. Except that she is Agnes's cousin. Well, gee whiz, cousins don't always look alike, you know.
That's the big trouble with you, Homer. All you know are the unimportant things. Nothing about how she looks.
Henry, after all, you're just going to dance with the girl for a few hours. It isn't as though you were marrying her.
You never can tell, Homer. You never can tell. Look at what happened to my father.
What happened?
He met my mother on a blind date.
Oh. Well, they're happy, aren't they?
Not right at the moment. And besides, let's not change the subject. I've got my reputation to think about.
Why?
If word gets around that Henry Aldridge goes out with unattractive girls, from that moment on, I'm finished with the attractive ones.
Well, why didn't you think of that when I first asked you?
Because I was trying to be a pal. Didn't Agnes say anything about her cousin?
Nope.
I wonder why.
Because I never asked her.
Well, why didn't you?
Because until you brought it up, it wasn't important. Hello?
Hi, Homer, old pal.
Hi, Agnes.
I just got in and my mother told me you called. What do you want?
Homer.
1 minute, Agnes. What, Henry?
Ask her now.
Ask her what?
About her cousin Martha. Is she pretty or fat or what? You know, vital statistics.
Okay. Hello, Agnes.
What did you want to tell me, Homer?
How are you, Agnes?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine.
That's fine.
How's your mother?
She's fine.
That's nice. How's your...
He's fine, too.
That's good.
What's good? Gee whiz, Homer, why don't you ask her?
Hold on, Agnes, because you've got to lead up to something like that gradually. Agnes?
Yeah?
How's your cousin Martha?
Who knows?
Oh.
What'd she say?
She said, who knows?
You'll have to talk louder, Homer. I can't hear you.
I was talking to Henry.
Oh, is he there with you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we were sort of talking about our plans for the dance. And Henry was just wondering, what color hair Martha has.
Why?
So he'd know what color tie to wear.
Oh.
He doesn't want to wear a tie that would clash with her head.
Oh!
What color is her head?
Gee, I don't know.
Oh.
What'd she say?
She said she doesn't know.
How come?
How come, Agnes?
Because I haven't seen her since she was 9 years old.
Oh.
What'd she say?
Oh.
No, that's what you said.
Oh. She said she hasn't seen her since she was 9 years old.
What? Well, ask her what she was like when she was nine.
Agnes, what was she like when she was nine?
Boy, she was a whiz.
She was a whiz, Hen.
She was? Ask her in what way?
In what way, Agnes?
In school.
Oh.
What did she say?
Nothing.
She was a whole year ahead of the other kids her age.
She was.
What did she say?
She's intelligent.
That's what I was afraid of.
What's wrong with that, Henry?
Listen, Homer, when you ask somebody about a girl and the first thing they tell you is that she's intelligent, you're in trouble.
Hello?
Just a minute, Agnes.
Just count me out, Homer. Just count me out.
Hello?
You can't do that, Henry. You promised you'd take her.
That was before I knew she was intelligent.
Hello? Homer?
I thought you said you were a pal, and I thought when a pal was in trouble and asked another pal to help him, what else could that pal do?
Listen, Homer, did you ever try dancing with a girl with brains?
What you're actually saying, Sam, is that the girl doesn't count.
No, Alice, will you please
let me... I see. Only you men are important. I suppose it doesn't matter at all if the poor girl gets stuck.
Alice, all I said
no
was...
No wonder boys think they're kings of the earth.
But
they take after their fathers.
Alice,
Sam, look at it this way. How would you like it if you were a girl?
Henry, is that you?
Yes, Father.
Please come in here.
Alice, let's not discuss this in front of Henry.
Sam, you were the one who mixed him up in the first place. Now I want you to straighten him out.
Did you want to speak to Mother?
No, dear. Your father wants to talk to you.
Alice.
Sam, I'm counting on you.
What is it, Father?
Henry, you know I never interfere in your affairs. Nor do I intend to start now.
Thank you, Father.
But
what?
Henry, someday you too will be married and have a family of your own.
Well, thank you, Father.
Yes. Henry, your mother is a wonderful woman.
Thank you, Father.
But sometimes... You're welcome, Henry. Son, you remember that book you were telling me about? The one about Rollo and Spice?
Rodney and Bruce, Father.
Yes. Well, sometimes it's that way between father and son, too.
Oh?
When one's in trouble, he knows he can count on the other. You know, pals.
Father, are you trying to tell me that now you want me to go on this blind date?
It's not that I want you to go, son.
You just prefer it, is that it?
Well, it's not exactly that I prefer it.
But you think I ought to go, huh?
Well, not exactly think you ought to go, but... After all, Henry, she may not be as fat as you think. No, that's not what I meant. I mean...
Agnes, where is it?
I'm looking for it. It's somewhere here in the album.
Why didn't you say you had a picture of Martha in the first place?
Because who knew you were going to be so particular?
It would have made a lot of difference to my mother and father. Don't forget, Hen, very often a picture doesn't do a person justice. You should see some of the pictures we have of me. They'd scare the pants off you.
Here it is.
Where?
There, in the lower left-hand corner of the page.
Not bad at all. See, Hen, you were worried for nothing.
Oh, boy, not bad at all. A little mature, maybe, but I like them that way.
Mature? Let's see. That's her mother.
What?
Very often, Hen, girls take after their mothers.
The other one, the girl with her, that's Martha.
Let's see.
Let me see, too.
What's the matter?
Listen, Agnes, I don't mind doing a person a favor, but if your aunt allows your cousin to go out with boys, she ought to be ashamed of herself.
What?
Very often, Henry, girls are a lot older than they look.
Sure, Homer, but even if this girl is a lot older than she looks, she couldn't be a day over 11.
Oh, is that what's worrying you?
Isn't it enough?
This picture was taken 5 years ago.
Oh!
You see, Henry?
Let me see it again, Agnes. Does she still wear braces on her teeth?
I don't know.
Oh. Do you think she still knocked me?
Gee, I don't know.
Look at the beautiful hair she has, Henry.
Where?
Right. Oh, that's her mother again.
Well, Henry?
Well, you see, Agnes, it's very hard to tell anything about Martha from this picture. Is this the latest one you have?
Yes.
Do you have a magnifying glass in the house?
Yeah, I think... Just a minute, Henry Albert. Who do you think you are, Casanova? And that goes for you too, Homer Brown.
Agnes, course, I didn't say anything.
Never mind the excuses. And I'll tell you one thing, Homer Brown. If any cousin of mine isn't good enough for Henry Aldrich, then any friend of any Henry Aldrich isn't good enough for me.
Are you referring to me, Agnes?
You don't see any other friends of Henry Aldrich around, do you? Now you can both get out.
But Agnes...
Agnes, what about my father?
Out!
Now look what you did to me, pal.
And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. In order to help Homer, Henry has accepted a blind date. But in trying to discover what she looks like, he has been less than a pal to his father and to Homer. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. It is the next day.
Is this long distance?
Long distance speaking.
Well, look, can you please tell me how much it would cost to call Hollandale person to person?
The charges are $1.25.
Gee whiz, a whole dollar and 25 cents?
That is correct.
Even if the person doesn't know the other person?
I'm sorry, sir, but the telephone company is not responsible for that.
Oh. Well, look, I'd like to place a call to Hollandale, person
Henry.
To...
Henry!
Just a minute, Mother. The call is to Miss Martha Adams.
Henry, hang up that phone.
But, Mother...
Henry!
Never mind, operator.
Now, would you mind telling me why you're calling Hollandale?
Gee whiz, I haven't been able to find out a single solitary thing about my blind date. Just that she wore braces and was knock-kneed when she was 11.
So
I decided to take the bull by the horns, so to speak, and phone her.
What for?
To ask her for a description of herself.
Henry, don't you dare. My goodness, the very idea. Is that what your father told you to do?
Well, not exactly.
Sam! Sam Aldrich!
We're just going out into the garden.
Dear, what did you say to Henry about his blind date?
Henry, suppose you run along.
Sure, Father, I'd be glad to.
Sam, whatever you said to Henry was enough to make him try to phone the girl and get her to describe herself.
What?
And if I hadn't caught him in time, our whole family would have been disgraced.
Henry was going to phone her?
Yes, Sam. I hope you're satisfied with what you and your blind dates have accomplished.
But, Alice, all I said was...
I don't want to hear another word.
Alice, Henry was going to...
Number, please.
Give me long distance. I want to speak to Hollandale, person to person.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, hello, Harry. Come on in. Gee, I'm glad you dropped over, Harry. I was just going to call you. There's something I've got to ask you about.
Yeah? That's funny, because I wanted to ask you about something, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What did you want to know, Jack?
Well, do you know a girl here in Hollandale named Martha Adams?
What?
You see, my father got a phone call from a man he knows in Centerville, a Mr. Aldrich. He wants to know something about this girl.
No kidding.
Yeah, he wants the information for his son, Henry.
I got a letter from his son, Henry.
Do you know him?
Nope.
Well, then how come he wrote to you?
Henry knows my cousin, Charlie. He lives in Centerville.
Oh.
He wants the same information.
Oh, well, do you know her, Martha Adams, I mean?
No, do you?
No.
Maybe Red knows her.
Yeah, why don't we phone him?
That's a good idea.
Number, please.
State 239.
State 239.
Hey, this Martha Adams must be something if they've heard about her all the way over in Centerville.
Yeah, I wonder if the father really wants the information for the son.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, Red, this is Jack.
Oh, hiya, Jack. Say, I was just about to call you.
Yeah, what about?
Do you know a girl in town named Martha Adams?
What?
I got a letter from a kid in Centerville asking about her. Signed Homer Brown.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, who's Homer Brown?
I don't know.
Then how come he wrote to you?
Well, he didn't. Well, not exactly, anyway. It seems his father once had some business with my father. So he addressed his letter to Sid Benson's son around 17, if he has one.
No, not yet.
What does your letter say, Henry?
I'll read it to you. Dear Henry Aldrich, your communication received and contents noted. In answer to your request for information regarding a certain party in my town, I wish to state the following. Physically speaking, I find her very satisfactory. Signed, Harry Cooper.
Gee, that's great, Henry.
Oh, wait, a P.S. As regards your request for exact dimensions, I could think of no way to get them without arousing the suspicions of the party in question.
Well, what's the difference? He finds it very satisfactory, doesn't he?
He seems to. Now, what does your letter say?
It says, "Dear Homer Brown, oh boy, signed Red Stevens." What do you say, Hen?
Hello, boys.
Hi, Father.
Hello, Mr. Aldrich. What do you say, Hen?
Henry, about that blind date of yours.
Yes, Father?
I happen to be speaking to a business associate of mine who happens to live in Hollandale, and just in passing, I happened to ask him if he knew a girl named Martha Adams.
Did he, Father?
His son did.
Well, what does son have to say?
Well, according to his son, Martha Adams is beautiful, talented, charming, delightful, and breathtaking.
No kidding.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Gee, thanks, Father, but you really didn't have to go to all that trouble.
I didn't?
Of course not, Father. After all, a fella's got to take a chance on a blind date.
Yes, Henry.
Wait till Agnes hears the good news.
Yeah.
Hi, Agnes.
Hi, Agnes.
No, it's you. Agnes, guess what? Henry's going to take Martha to the dance.
Yeah,
we'll call for you around 7:30.
But would you rather we came at 7?
Wait a minute.
I just had a great idea, Henry. Why don't we make a whole day of it?
It's all right with me.
Wait a minute.
We'll call for you at 3.
I get out of school at 2.
Fellas, get a grip on yourself.
2 is fine. Agnes, stop pulling my tie. Agnes, you're choking me.
Well, listen to me.
What's the matter, Agnes? Is 2 o'clock too early?
It certainly is. Especially since Martha may not be coming.
Why?
Huh?
Why she may not be coming? That's what I want to know. Why? Why?
Yeah, why?
Because right out of a clear sky, she became very popular with the boys in Hollandale.
What? Why?
She doesn't know, but she is. She can have 3 separate dates for that weekend with Red, Harry, and Jack. So she's not making up her mind till she hears from a girl here in Centerville.
What girl?
The girl she wrote to asking for information about you.
About me? She asked for information about me?
Yeah.
Well, she's got her nerve. Why does she got to ask about me? Is this a blind date or isn't it?
Well, I guess she doesn't want it to be too blind.
Well, you're a fine pal, Homer.
Me?
Yeah, and after all I was going to do for you, a fine pal.
What did I do?
What did you do? She's your girl's cousin, isn't she?
Yes.
That's the last favor I'll ever do for anybody. And another thing, Agnes, I know my rights. My father's a lawyer, you know, and a blind date is practically a contract. Isn't it nice that we dance so well together, Martha?
It's just wonderful, Henry.
Do you want to know something, Martha?
What, Henry?
My mother and father met on a blind date.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
They got married.
Oh. How did it turn out?
Oh, fine. They get along wonderfully. Except for a few days last week.
Oh, that's nice. Henry?
Yes, Martha?
Are you disappointed?
Oh, no. Are you, Martha?
Am I what, Henry?
Disappointed.
No, Henry.
Gee.
Henry?
Yes, Martha?
Well, how did you feel about the blind date? Before you met me, I mean, were you worried or anything?
Worried? What for?
Well, I might have been not very attractive, too skinny or too fat or something like that.
Gee whiz, no, not you.
You're sweet, Henry.
Sorry. Thank you, Martha.
But I mean, before you met me, well, didn't you even think about what I might look like?
Well, to be perfectly frank about it, Martha, it did cross my mind for a moment. But I'll tell you how I feel about it. When a pal is in trouble, see, and asks a pal to help him out, well, what else can a pal...